Hello, I'm Prof. Bart Leroy.
Hello, I'm Prof. Hélène Dollfus. So managing inherited retinal dystrophy patients effectively can significantly improve their quality of life. Today we will discuss the importance of early detection.
Now, building on that, we'll cover why regular follow-ups to monitor progression matter despite the lack of available treatments for most conditions. Additionally, we'll address healthcare coverage concerns, as the 2023 EURETINA Clinical Trends Survey shows only 45% of respondents believe their IRD patients are well covered. Let's dive into these key aspects to enhance patient care.
Well, once you have a suspicion of IRD, I think it is very important to refer to an expert center where a full clinical workup will be done, including functional testing and also genetic testing, because the genetic test and the genetic diagnosis is of prime importance for full diagnosis of these patients. So how effective is the currently available treatment option for managing RPE65 mutated patients?
I think it's quite effective in the sense that we have, at least in the West, in the centers, patients are being diagnosed. Obviously, we have a head start in Europe where we have good social security coverage. Patients are being referred. Most of the European countries have reimbursement of the treatment. And if you look at the treatment itself does seem to work. It's not like a magical solution. It was never promised to be, but it does seriously increase retinal sensitivity, as was promised from the trials, in the large majority of the patients, whereas we are seeing treatment emergent complications like the chorioretinal atrophy. We are learning the fact that we need to manage the inflammation much better than we did in the initial trials. But I think overall, I'm pretty content, and I think the majority of people would say the same. So how can we improve awareness and education about the importance of early intervention among patients and primary care providers? And I think you, as the coordinator of the European Reference Network for Rare Eye Disease, are the person to answer that question.
Well, indeed, ERDs are rare diseases. It's a group of very heterogeneous rare conditions. In various countries in Europe, there have been some national plans for rare diseases, like in France, where indeed raising awareness and educating the health system has been very important to drive in patients to better care. And at the level of Europe, we have the European Reference Networks, an ERNI, who is in charge of, with 60 members across almost all European countries. We are in charge in raising awareness and training professionals to bring in patients as soon as possible in expert centers. We provide guidelines, we are working on patient pathways, and there is a real effort now to bring this into national integration. So hopefully we will be able to cover as much as possible this endeavor. So in fact, how do regular follow-up appointments really contribute to the effective management of ERD patients?
I think, first of all, we don't know enough about how many of the IRDs evolve over time. It can be very different from one patient to the other. So I think in the interest of our knowledge as Europeans, but also in other centers beyond Europe, obviously, in the interest of us knowing those conditions better, I think a regular follow-up is required. Obviously, for a patient, it's important to get the newest data. And as all these gene therapy efforts are popping up from one side to the other side, we can then inform them on where the progress really is in this field. So I think having patients informed about what's going on in the sphere is a good thing. And then obviously we could get them ready for any of the emergent treatments. So I think a regular follow-up has multiple goals, and obviously we haven't spoken about this, but we in the ERNI, for example, working towards setting up an international European database, so getting the data in on how such patients evolve over time is crucial to the development of novel treatment options.
Absolutely. I think natural history studies will nourish our research. Also, regular follow-up is really needed for genetic testing updates, because some patients haven't benefited yet from the genetic diagnosis progresses. So I think I would advocate really for regular follow-up.
So, Hélène, what do you think are the common barriers that IRD patients face in accessing necessary treatments and follow-up care?
If we look at Europe as a whole, in the Western countries, there are usually a well-organized organization with centers, expert centers, and also social security organization that enables reimbursement for a very innovative treatment, such as a gene augmentation for RPE65. Whereas in other countries in Europe, it is still a little bit difficult, sometimes very difficult, for patients to access to an expert center. And sometimes these treatments are not reimbursed. So this is a major barrier for patients across Europe in these countries. And also, I would say, in the countries where there are expert centers, one major problem may be also the number of professionals, MDs, and also healthcare professionals specialized in low vision, etc. We need enough people around these patients to be able to take care of every patient. So this is another point that is important, I think.
I fully agree, and I think that we need to make efforts to try and make sure that the Eastern European countries are coming up to the same level as the Western European countries, because to be honest, if we think about the European ideal, is it not such that a European living in Bulgaria or Romania ought to have access to the same things than a French or a Belgian person, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the principle of ERNI is to leave no patient with a rare eye diseases alone in Europe. So we really have to stick to our mission, and I agree, all this has to be solved. How can healthcare policies be improved to better support ERD patients?
So Hélène, the first thing I would think about when asked that question is, I think that we need to converse with the regulators more. I sense that there is a certain lack of knowledge, and that is, I'm not reproaching them by any chance, that they don't have the habit of looking at results coming from trials in IRDs. They are, after all, very much rare diseases. I'm pretty certain that if we work with them as IRD specialists to bring them up to speed about novel developments, but also inform them about what can be reached as far as outcomes are concerned, so that we don't promise them normalization of vision in people with fundamentally bad retinas, but that any gain that can be had, or slowing down progression or stabilizing disease, that is already something very positive. What do you think about where ERNs could play a role, and then specifically ERNI?
Yeah, I think ERNI can really play a role to put around the table all the people who are involved in this really developing clinical trials for ERD patients. It's very important to have the voice of the patient associations, of course the industry, and of course the regulators. And what we want is to try to speed up the processes and raise awareness on the needs of the patients, the needs of the clinicians, how we can really try and develop better clinical trials in Europe for ERD patients. This is of high importance, highly awaited by all of us.
Thank you for watching. We hope we've given you some tools and tips to put into practice in your own clinics.
In our next video, we will explore the future of IRD treatments. Tune in as we discuss exciting clinical research that promises to deliver novel treatments for your ERD patients.